On Thursday, the 25th of April, 1616, William Shakespeare's mortal remains were laid to rest. It was a bright, warm, spring afternoon in Stratford-upon-Avon. A few high clouds provided an ironically cheerful counterpoint to the melancholy mood below. Inside the Church of the Holy Trinity, crowded around a fresh grave, stood the playwright's many admirers, who had been following his career in London since he first arrived on the theatrical scene a quarter century earlier. Some in the back jockeyed for position to see what was going on. Closer to the front were some of the most distinguished theatrical men of the day, the actor Richard Burbage, the playwrights Philip Massinger and Thomas Heywood, and Shakespeare's partners in the King's Men Theatre Company, John Hemmings and Henry Condell. By far the most important guest was Henry Wriothesley, 3rd Earl of Southampton, Shakespeare's friend and patron from the beginning of his career. The mourners took turns reading passages from his poems and plays, their voices quivering with emotion. Ben Jonson even contributed a poem of his own to mark the sad occasion. Or maybe not. Maybe it was a cold, dark morning. Shakespeare had died suddenly, and few of his London friends had received the news that his end was imminent. Even fewer were able to make the trip to Stratford. The spring rains had washed out many of the roads from the capital. Only his local friends, including a few who had known him since childhood, made it to the service. The centre of attention was Anne Shakespeare, née Hathaway, her eyes red as she wept over her husband's casket and received comforting embraces from their daughters, Susanna and Judith. Or, once again, maybe not. The fact is, no one knows what William Shakespeare's funeral was like. Church records show that he died on the 23rd of April, 1616, and was buried 2 days later. After a very successful career as an actor, playwright, and theatrical shareholder in London, he had retired to the town of his birth, Stratford-upon-Avon. He had been living there with his wife and 2 daughters, probably since 1610 or 1611. But the cause of his death is a mystery. No record of who attended the funeral survives. No one knows what sympathies he might have had for Catholicism. This hasn't stopped people from speculating about all of these matters, but hard facts are frustratingly few. As the critic Paul Fussell writes, with only slight exaggeration, what we actually know about Shakespeare as a person can go on a 3x5 card without crowding. But the writings confidently telling his life story and delineating his personality, morals, temper and character would fill moving vans.